We're working with our partners to expand prevention efforts that emphasize abstinence, being faithful in marriage, and using condoms correctly.
Well, baby, me so horny. Me so horny. Me love you long time.
We know that democracies do not foment terror or invade their neighbors.
You wipe that stupid looking grin off your face, or I will gouge out your eyeballs and skull fuck you.
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
All right. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
And I'm Scott.
And this is episode 32,
part one.
And I hope I didn't make any promises to anybody to play some stuff, because I can't remember now, except for one thing. For alcohol's Hate on Hate, I think the name of the song
Hate
is.
On Hate, and we'll be listening to that at the very end of part one. We're gonna use Hate on Hate to take us out of part one.
Yeah.
And into part two.
Totally.
You know, John, because we do this every day, all day, every day. Our podcasts go on and on forever.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that or not.
What do you mean? What do you mean they go on forever?
That's what I've heard. We just keep
yammer
doing
on forever.
We fall asleep, we wake up, we start podcasting again. On and on, baby.
Oh, that's what TP, or what is it? Paul B?
I think so. All right, John, well, let's get right to some stats. We started a new month. We're in December. We have 49 votes already on Podcast Alley. That makes us 31 overall out of 10,822 podcasts. We're number 10 in comedy.
Wow.
The Twisted Pickle Show is number 9, John.
I saw that. What's up with that?
I don't know. And I did check out RBPC. You know what that stands for, John?
No.
Really Bad Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
On Paul B's recommendation, I checked that out, and yeah, it's all right.
It really is a bad podcast?
No, it's interesting. Whoever's doing it is doing some really creative things with audio. But the overall content, it's just it sounds like a bunch of high school kids just making fun of each other.
Oh, yeah.
In a really graphic way. But they do have one interesting guy. He's kind of like, you know, they talk with a lot of gangster, a lot of Ebonics.
Yeah.
Maybe not Ebonics. I mean, I could understand it, but it's street cred talk. It's gangster talk.
Right, right.
And this one guy, I don't know if he's retarded or what, but he sounds like he is. And he talks gangster talk, but he's retarded. So that's kind of funny.
He's like, yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yeah, but like a retard. I should bring some stuff in, maybe play a little bit, because I could not do an impersonation of it.
Fuck no.
But, yeah, whoever does it, I can't remember the guy's name, but the guy who is like the MC, kind of holds it all together.
Yeah.
He does some really creative things with the audio that are interesting.
Nice.
So, I don't know if I'll subscribe to it, but I'll definitely listen to it again.
That's sweet, man.
Yeah, and then Feast of Fools again, ahead of us.
No. Oh, hey.
I don't know
Feast
if we'll
of
ever,
Fools.
Yeah, Feast, that's the
it's one
Chicago.
Of the gay.
Fag gay iconoclast podcast.
What?
Whatever that means. That's right out of their description.
What do you mean? Why iconoclast? Really?
Yeah, am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
I don't
correct.
Even know what that means.
That's correct. It's self something. I don't know.
Self-deprecating?
Self-deprecating.
Self-defecating?
Self-deprecation.
I do that all the time, self-defecate.
Do you? On yourself?
And that'll be a great segue into our first comment. Shit myself laughing. That's from Way of the Bob at Podcast Alley. Oh, we got this other one. Best podcast. John and Scott take the yellow cake for being the best podcast on the net. This shit is so funny. It's nuclear. Nuclear.
That's funny, huh?
That's from Dick Fitz. What does yellow cake mean? What is that?
Yellow cake, you know, the whole thing about the yellow cake uranium.
Oh, right. Yellow cake.
Oh, jeez.
Sure. Listen at your own risk. I started to listen to this podcast, and now I am hooked. Also, my dog is now pregnant, and my garbage is being stolen from the bin. I think it was John. There is something going on with these guys, and it is weird. That's from Moy Cow. You Guys Rock by Smug Jug.
Nice.
Oh, then we got our some answers for our trivia, or not our trivia, our No Child Left Behind contest, John. We got some answers.
We do.
We got three answers. Two of them are correct. So let me read those right now. This is the third answer we got. I'm doing these out of order. So this is the third one we got. It's from our good buddy M. Toma.
Wait, iconoclast, someone who tries to destroy traditional ideas or institutions.
All right. There you go. Yeah.
There you have it.
So M. Toma sends us the third answer.
Why?
He was the third one in with an answer.
Don't run away from your feelings.
And M. Toma also sent us a photograph that I'll be posting on the web. What a contributor M. Toma is. Anyway,
of what?
Of content to our show. Oh. Anyway, M. Toma's answer is, Breed was an apostle. Last apostle to die was Francis Woodhouse in 1901. And I'm sorry to say, M. Toma, that is incorrect. Oh. You are wrong. But we'll get M. Toma a consolation prize. Is that the wrong answer?
Yeah, I don't have a sound for, you know.
Then we got Total Bullocks with John and Scott. That's from Bum Tingles. Great show. Topics, production values, John and Scott. The really foul language, no doubt, submitted by Plasma.
Nice.
Wow.
Number one indeed, Clam Bake, you dirty bastard.
That's a mystery.
That's from Last Minute Comedy. Warning, listening could cause brain damage. That's from JMT693. I'm dyslexic, but it's worth it.
He was our first guest.
First guest. Rue Rocks. That's by Greg. I don't know what that means. Rue Rocks.
Oh, Rue shout Rocks. Out to Greg, yeah.
Should it be Rue Locks?
Kangaroo Rocks. The Rue.
Oh, right.
AKC.
Oh, do you know
kangaroo
Greg?
Kangaroo Court, yeah.
Okay. Simply the best. I love this show the most. John and Scott are insane, and that's why this show is great. Submitted by Errol Wolf.
I love you.
John is my favorite. I've been thinking about you. That's from Gary from behind, John.
Yeah, that's you.
Kick arse. This is it's the number one podcast, including those podcasts named Punky, which is number two in my book. That's by Clam Bake.
Nice.
And then, Keep and It then. Up. By It's Mead.
It's Mead. It's me, Ed.
Best podcast.
Is it It's Mead or It's Me, Ed?
It's Me, Ed. Whatever. It's Mead. Best podcast. This is the best podcast ever. John and Scott are the New Deal and Bob. Pure stupidity at its best. I can't wait for the next one to keep it off. To keep my mind off the waiting, I periodically squeeze my balls with a pair of pliers. That's from Jay Murla. Jay Murley. Who are Neil and Bob?
Neil and Bob, you know.
No.
Is that your name or is that what you do? Jesus Christ. You are slow, man.
Then Phil McCracken Whitcomb. Phil is the best part of the show. He should get more airtime. Thank you, John. That is the news. Oh, submitted by Phil. One of the best. Still keeping it real stupid from Flem Livett.
Nice.
You guys fucking rule. Big shout out to the best podcast on the internet. Not called Punky. This podcast rocks. That's by Tony. I believe that's Tony Hearn. Green chaps. I love chicken fried nonsense. Submitted by Last Minute Comedy. Holy shit, dudes. Episode 31, part 3. I wet my diaper laughing so fucking hard. Holy shit. Let's see some Xmas balls on Erica's tatas. That's by Dick Fitz. Oh, have you started negotiations with Erica to see the tatas?
No, I haven't yet, but I saw there was something on the forum about she sounded like, you know, maybe.
Maybe?
Yeah.
You can work it out?
She's got some competition now with Rachel.
Oh, no doubt.
So, you know.
Rachel coming on strong.
I know, but I think Erica could win.
So fucking stupid. You monkey dicks are so fucking stupid. I love it. That's by Jay Morlay again. These are from the November. So a couple from November. Fucking awesome. The best part of the show is the news with Phil McCracken with cunt. Fuck it. Those are really funny if you can get the soundboards right.
Oh.
And stop playing that slurping sound. What slurping
fuck
sound?
My ass. What else?
That was by Noms Galore. Gnomes Galore.
Noms Galore.
All right, Cherry's Jubilee, and that's it.
All right, John, now it's time to...
What?
And now it's time to present the winners of the No Child Left Behind contest. Do you have the question handy to play, or should I just go ahead and read the answers?
Oh, here we go. No, I didn't know you were going to get to that.
All right, then I will just...
I'm not ready.
He was the last of a dying breed that was conceived in the Middle Ages after St. Paul the Apostle had said, "Let women be silent in the churches." Here's what you need to answer. Name the breed and name the last one and the date that he died. Read the answers.
All right, here we go with the answers to
the question. We have two winners, John. Mark from Malta. His answer, no bullocks on this one, baby. Castrati was the breed, and the last one was Alessandro Moreschi, and he died in 1922. That is correct, Mark. Mark from Malta. Guess who else was the big winner, John?
Who?
We haven't heard from this person in a while. TTN number one fan. Castrato, wow. Alessandro Moreschi, April 21st, 1922. Y'all rock. Take good care of yourselves, and keep them coming. To everyone else, join the forum at www.totaltalknonsense.com. All right, so interestingly, TTN number one fan submitted their answer first. But Mark from Malta was the first one to send me his receipt.
Ah.
So Mark from Malta is our first winner. And we only have two winners this month, John. And they will be getting fabulous prizes. Fabulous prizes.
John, I'm fixing to fuck you in the ass.
And that's all with the comments there, John. So we got two winners for the No Child Left Behind. And I will be...
Did you take anything off the forum there?
I did.
Oh,
I just finished with comments. Can I get to the forum?
Oh, okay. All
stuff?
Right. All right. Do what you got to do, man.
All right, I did make a phone call this week.
You did?
Yes, I talked to TP.
TP.
He was our guest for episode number 27.
Right.
And he has agreed to come in and be a guest again. He said he had a lot of fun.
He did, huh?
I said, did you listen to the episode? And he said, no, because, you know, he doesn't have a PC. And I said, well, you got a lot of mail. And he said, really? And I said, yeah, next time you come in, we'll read you some of it. So he's psyched about coming in again. When we find that out, we'll let our fans know when TP's coming in, the Bush apologist.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you, we had a new user, Scotch, on the forum.
Right.
And I don't think I have administrator privileges, do I?
I think you do.
Because he needs his password redone. He forgot it already.
So he emailed you?
Yeah. No, I talked to him personally yesterday.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So the forum, one thing in the forum, we do have to wrap up our t-shirt contest.
Yeah.
We have on the forum, we have the top slogans, and we want our fans to vote for their favorite slogan, and we will pick the best one out of the top three, and that will become our t-shirt slogan.
Slogan snoogans.
Which we will print on t-shirts and then give to all participating members.
You know what?
Yes.
What time zone is the forum in?
I have no idea.
I've noticed it is like all over the place. Either that or it takes the time that somebody posts.
Yeah. I don't pay attention.
If it does... Mui Cow is in Sunday, December 4th, which doesn't make sense.
Why not?
Because isn't today the 3rd?
Today is, I think so. I'm not sure.
Wait a minute. Neither am I.
It should be on your computer, man.
I'm looking. Oh, it's the 4th.
There you go. It's the 4th.
My watch is wrong.
Yeah, because we forgot to set it ahead because November was only 30 days.
Right, right.
See, and our watch went to 31, and we're so busy, John. We have so many things going on.
So busy. Here in the radio world, Scotters.
All right, so we got to put an end date on that T-shirt slogan contest, and we urge all of you listening out there to go vote for your favorite slogan because that's going to end up on a T-shirt.
Slogan.
That we will be processing.
Right.
Printing.
Right.
All right, now, John, you mentioned the new members on the forum, and I'd like to give a shout-out to the new members, Arrow Wolf. We got 3 comments from Arrow Wolf, but no posts. I wonder if he forgot his password, too.
Could be.
We got DD Hooters. So I'm thinking that's Double D Hooters.
Double D.
Still no posts from Double D Hooters. Rachel, a new member of the podcast, or the forum. 3 posts already from Rachel.
Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty nice ones, too. She's got a nice avatar. She's the only one that put in an avatar.
I have one, though. You haven't looked lately.
What do you mean?
I have an avatar.
You do?
Yes, I put one in.
Oh, that. I'm looking at it right now, you knucklehead.
Uwe Blob.
It looks just like you, too.
Uwe Blob has one post. Do you know who Uwe Blob is, John?
No.
Uwe Blob was a center for Indiana in the 80s. Under Bobby Knight, Uwe
really?
Blob, and he went Uwe on to Blob. Play for, I believe, the Dallas Mavericks. So Uwe Blob joined our forum.
Who is Uwe Blob, though?
I just told you.
No. I mean,
yes.
Is he really Uwe Blob?
I don't know, but his forum
is
name is Uwe Blob.
Oh.
I don't know who
I thought
he is.
Maybe you knew who he was.
And then the last new member is Scotch, who you know.
Yeah.
And we have to change his password.
Yeah.
Remind me to do that before we leave, and we'll take care of that.
All right.
And then some forum stats. Pauly B with 35 entries, John.
I know.
That's almost more than me. I have 38. And actually, if you count all the times that Paul B. entered stuff as a guest because he forgot to log in, he probably has more entries than I do.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt.
And guess how many John has?
Actually, you have 38.
Right.
Did you say that?
I did.
Oh. King Heedley has 25.
Guess how many John
Alcohol
has?
Alcohol is 22.
18 for John.
Hey.
So King Heedley.
I'm busy.
Mad Dog Mike, Elf Jello, and El Jeffo.
Elf Jello.
I keep calling him El Jello. El Jeffo and Alcohol have more posts than John.
So, what does that mean?
All right, man.
Nobody really wants to talk to me. You think they do? Huh?
All right, now something that came in the forum.
I'm fixing to fuck you in the ass, you fucking bitch.
So we got this. I put a invite out on the forum for Alcohol.
You did,
like kind of a gig swap kind of a thing.
Sorry, I have a cold.
And Tony Hearn responded. He says, "Boys, I reckon we'll be up for the gig swap idea." Mentioned in part 3 of your latter podcast.
No no spit swap, you septic.
What did I say?
you just said it right.
Okay.
A gig swap, but they probably want to swap spit.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to happen. No way.
No spit swapping.
Anyway, he's asked the rest of the band.
And no impaling. And if you get impaled by Scott. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I interrupted the star.
No.
Before the podcast, I was mentioning Scott's a star. Oh, no.
That's not true.
Oh, that's not true. But he gets so upset if you interrupt him. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You have the floor.
Where was
I? I won't say anything else.
I was
I'll
in the middle
quiet.
Of Tony Hearn's...
You were in the middle of Tony Hearn's hell.
Shrinkter. Okay. I reckon we'll be up for a gig swap idea mentioned in part 3 of your latest podcast. I've asked the rest of the band. We are a 3-piece, too. Not a 5-piece, you stupid ass. I'm sure we can accommodate.
Did you write
I'm sure we can supply accommodation, too. Tony, I like women.
I like women.
So I talked to you guys about that on Thursday or Monday. And so we're looking at a summer timeline,
well,
right?
It's all over the world already. Rick's been telling everybody, we're going to Manchester to play a gig.
Oh, has he?
Oh, he was at the Beacon telling everybody.
Oh, did you guys get a gig on the Beacon?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe he did.
So, were you there? You weren't there?
No.
All right. So then.
I heard about it, though, from the wife. The wife went there later and ran into the manager.
Right.
I heard your husband's going over to England to play a gig. What? Oh, yeah. Rick said it's all set in stone, man. It's all...
set in stone.
Yeah, in Manchester.
All right. Well, we're looking at a summer kind of a deal.
Yeah.
One of the things that Rick mentioned, every summer we play at Arlington Park, which is a horse race track. And he mentioned that's on a Friday. So he mentioned maybe we could fly these guys. Well, they would fly themselves out. We're not going to pay for their stupid airfare. And we fly them out whenever, if they want to stay a week or 10 days or five. I don't even know how long they want to stay. So I'll formally get back to Tony Hearn in email and tell him what we're thinking, you know, about doing it in the summer, having them come out during that weekend that we play at Arlington.
Right, right.
And then hooking up a Saturday gig at the Wabash Tap. Now, the Wabash Tap is where Paulie B used to hang out when he went to the university downtown.
Right.
So we'll send an invite to Paulie B as well. And if those guys do want to come out and do it, maybe that Saturday we can have alcohol play. And then while we're switching things up there, maybe Paulie B wants to jump up there and do a little stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
At the Wabash Tap.
That's a good idea.
So I'll put that formally in an email, and I'll send it off to Tony Hearn and Paulie B from Punky.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And we always recommend that our fans check out Punky, Punky podcast.
It's pretty good. It's pretty funny, actually. It's way funny, actually, especially when they rip on us as septics. Because we're a bunch of septics.
Septics.
Septics. Because it rhymes with septic tank, rhymes with yank.
Right.
So that's how
as
they got
Yankees.
That. I found a website that basically, I don't know what bollocks means, though.
I think it means...
balls?
Bullshit.
Oh. Bollocks. Bullocks.
Oh, and one other thing. It is complete.
What is?
My, Punky has really taken over my life.
Obviously.
And it's full circle. Even, it's affected my whole family. I started.
What do you mean?
Well, I started calling my son Punky.
Oh, did you?
That's his good. Nickname, Punky.
Yo, Punky.
But it was just my little nickname with him.
Yeah.
But you know what happened yesterday?
No.
My wife called him Punky.
What?
So, yeah.
Punky, but she doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
Oh, my
Punky
God.
Is Punky is totally dominating my life.
Wow. And she has no idea what it is.
No. And my sons. I call my dog Punky, too. But I don't call my daughter Punky.
Wow.
Just my son and my dog.
That's freaky, man.
Oh, and my member. And once I get my wife to start calling it that, I think it'll be... A complete,
You fucking bitch! I love that. Here's my other favorite now.
John, I'm fixing to fuck you in the ass.
You are pretty funny, man.
Mark T.
You're way funnier than me.
That's not true, man. I would have never come up with George Bush starting his car in the winter. Mark T. from Chicago. You know, we haven't heard from Mark T. in a while, and I thought, boy, did he go away? Did he find another podcast? But no, he's back. He answered the No Child Left Behind question, albeit incorrectly.
Yeah.
And he's back on the forum.
And oh.
He mentioned that we were number 9 in comedy.
Yeah.
A couple days ago
we're
in Podcast Alley.
Today,
congrats! I voted twice, laughing out loud.
Excellent.
Also, there's another interesting post out there. I think El Jeffo started it. I'm not sure. But
Jello?
It's the top 10 doables.
Yeah.
And far, El Jeffo, King Heedley, Rachel, and Moikow have put their top 10 doables.
F Jello.
So I put together my top 10, I'm thinking that we should do that next podcast.
Yeah.
Top 10 doables.
Are you going to read them? Or no?
No, I'm not going to read them
today.
You're
not going
to
read theirs?
No.
Oh, man.
I didn't bring theirs in.
Oh. I got them right here. I got them right here, man.
All right.
You want me to read them or no?
It's up to you.
I don't want you to get upset with me.
Why would I be upset with you?
Because you get that way, man. You know. I'm sorry. I have it right here. I swear. It's okay. In Chicks, right?
It's, no, it has its own thing. Top 10 doables. It has its
there
own.
It is. There it is. I got it. Well, I just want to read Mooey Cows.
Okay.
Because they're pretty funny. All right. Mooey Cow, top 10, from the 10 to 1, okay? Number 10. Wait, we got to get some music going here. Got to get something going here. All right. Sexy music there. Number 10, Jenna Bush, because her daddy is a redneck and she is a heavy drinker. Number 9 for Mooey Cow, Hillary Clinton, big ass, doesn't get it much. Number 8, Margaret Thatcher. She has a big ass and hated rednecks. She's on top. Number 7, Harriet Myers, Dr. Ruth Westheimer in judicial robes, nearly. Erica the Ferret. Ferrets. Number 5, Erica, the occasional TTN personality. Number 4, Barbara Bush, apparently easy but a messy eater.
Barbara Bush, wait a minute, that's the mom.
Mother. Yeah, the hideous mother.
All right, then.
Number 3, and Angela Merkel, big-ass German neocon, will do it for American pesos or a green card. Number 2, Laura Bush, and this is funny. Hold on. She's a booger-eating hillbilly book stacker. Say that real fast. Booger-eating hillbilly book stacker. Big ass. I think it is sexy when a woman waxes her upper lip before NASCAR and smokes grass.
And she is a booger eater. It's caught on film at a Texas Rangers game. She picks a big honking booger out of her nose and shoves it in her mouth.
And number 1, Scott, Karl Rove, because he has a big ass.
No doubt.
Mooey Cow. That's his top 10 doables.
Mooey Cow.
Should I read Rachel's, or you got it?
No, I don't have any of them.
You don't want me to read it, do you?
If you want to read it, man.
You're upset.
You're a co-host.
All right. I want to read it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. She says, okay, I'm going to go with, and I'll start with 10, unless she's going the other way. I don't know. She's got it 1 through 10 instead of 10 to 1, so I don't know which one, which direction she's going. So I'm assuming her 10 is the top 10, do you think?
Well, the one thing we can be sure of is she's going lesbian. Yeah, that's the direction she's going.
There's Rachel's top 10 chicks that I want to do list. Okay?
Right.
So we'll go with 10. Number 10 she has is Carmen Electra. Number 9, Nicole Kidman. 8, Jessica Biel. 7, Paris Hilton. 6, Jessica Alba. 5, Jana Rocks. .com. I don't know what that means.
We'll have to check it out.
4, Lindsay Lohan, when she still was a redhead. Number 3, Alicia Cuthbert. 2, TeenKelly.com. And number 1, Britney Spears, before she became a redneck.
When was that? She came out of the womb as a redneck.
John, I'm fixing to fuck you in the ass.
Well, we do have one doable in common, Rachel and I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
I'm not going to say. You got to wait till next week, man.
I guess we got to wait for everything till next week.
That's right.
You left it in your car or some crap like that.
Oh, no, I have it right here. I just wanted to get some background documentation.
Oh. All right.
No doubt.
So did you read any more in the forum there?
Oh, yeah. I have one more forum from Uwe Blab. Uwe Blab. He's from Redding, California now.
Oh, okay.
Indiana, University of Indiana, Dallas Mavericks, now Redding, California. I must say, my favorite part of the podcast is always the gross mispronunciation of random words. Keep on rocking the free world, John and Scott.
Fur world.
Keep on rocking the fur world. No doubt.
We will keep
John,
on rocking the fur
I'm
world.
John, I'm fixing to fuck you in the ass.
I love that.
All right, John, so you're going to tell me about Friday.
Oh, yeah. So Friday, I told you I was taking off, right? And you said you were taking off, too. You're all stressed out and you needed some time.
Friday?
Yeah, that's what you told me.
Oh, taking off from work.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So we had this conversation on Thursday.
Yeah.
Right.
So I had to take it off because I had a doctor's appointment, a physical. You know, he's going to squeeze my nuts and all that shit.
Nice.
So I had to piss in a cup and everything. So I get a good piss going, got it in the cup. It's, you know, ready to go. I'm sitting there. It's really cold out. So I put on all the loose-fitting clothes because I got to disrobe and all that crap. And I'm really not in the mood to go because I'm starting to feel sick. And, you know, he's going to give me a bunch of shit. So, you know, finally I
get... Bunch of shit about what?
About my weight and stuff.
All right. So I stopped going to a barber.
Right. Well, he's giving you shit about losing your hair?
No, well, no, I was a swimmer, so I never bathed after I swam. Swimming was my bath, right? So my hair was just full of chlorine. So when I went to the barber, he'd give me a hard time all the time. You know, you really need to wash the chlorine out of your hair. Yeah, okay, fine. And then I just stopped going to the barber. Coincidentally, at the same time, all my hair fell out. So I wonder if chlorine had something to do with that. I don't know.
Right, right. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, maybe you're right.
But I just got sick of hearing that.
Well, hey. Dan has hair, and so does TP.
Yeah, right. Maybe they showered and shampooed the chlorine out of their
that
hair.
That could be.
I didn't have time for that.
Oh, God. You are
I had to go
scumbag.
Wank it in the urinal while everybody else was taking a shower. Shoot my gravy on the wall. You know, because after coming out of the pool with all those young men in Speedos.
So anyway, you know, I pull in the parking lot. I get my little lunch bag. You know, the wife gave me a little brown bag, like a lunch bag with my piss in it.
So you get to do that at home.
Yeah. So I walk in, you know, and I say, hey, you know, I'm so-and-so. I'm here for my 9 o'clock appointment. Oh, okay. Just have a seat. And I'm sitting down. There's other people in the waiting room looking at me with my little bag. Oh, sir, yeah, your appointment's next Friday. Oh, okay.
What do you want me to do with the piss?
Yeah, that's what I said. Do you want my sample? No. I go, well, should I put it in the fridge? Will it take? You know, will it hold? No, actually, you can dump it out. And I go, and reuse it? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, here's a new one.
Oh, nice.
Oh, thanks. Nice. You know, thanks for that. Next time I'll just bring the sample in the palm of my hand, maybe. Jesus Christ.
Or if you knew Dave Matthews, you could just piss in his mouth because he seems to like that and have him come in with you.
Come on.
We covered that story.
No.
Dave Matthews likes the golden showers, in allegedly.
His mouth.
Yeah.
From men? Or women?
Women, but what's the difference?
Oh, okay, yeah. Well,
that's why he had to cancel a tour, because he had a yeast infection.
In the mouth?
Yeah.
Oof.
You never listen.
I do, too.
We covered this in a podcast.
Oh, come on.
Relax. Never listen, man.
I do listen. I have ADD, a short attention span. Attention deficit dysfunction.
No, you don't.
Order.
No,
what?
You don't.
Yes, I do.
No, and I'll prove it.
I don't.
You want me to prove it?
Yeah.
Okay, last podcast?
Yeah.
We were talking. We talked about Tom Cruise or something.
Right.
We went on to the next story.
Yeah.
And 30 minutes later, you were focused on Tom Cruise, and you finally came up with a Tom Cruise soundbite or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
how can you have ADD? If you can focus for 20 minutes on Tom Cruise,
but
and
that's
then...
it. It's one thing at a time. There's no other focusing but that.
Okay. I see.
I can't multitask. You know, the SQL in the brain's not working.
Right. All right, then.
Yeah. So, anyway. So, yeah.
So, you got to go back next Friday and do the whole thing all over again.
All over again.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. And I was pissed, you know, because I got, you know...
Pun intended.
Nope.
You fucking bitch!
You notice how the laugh's always the same? Always?
Always.
Yeah.
Ow! That hurt, man. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm eating liquor.
I just punched myself.
Ooh. Hi, John. Yeah. I got some science news.
You got it.
Do you have any science news? I got some. Get this, John. A nicotine vaccine could prevent kids from smoking. It triggers antibodies that prevent nicotine from getting to your brain.
No way.
In a small initial sample, several smokers getting high doses of vaccine kicked the habit in 30 days. Doctors say it could be administered to teenagers to prevent them from taking up smoking.
How's that drink?
It's all right. Oh, I am drinking the Maker's Mark. Actually, I'm finished with it.
You are?
Yeah, what are you drinking tonight, John?
I was drinking, what is that stuff? Baileys?
Baileys
Irish cream.
Nice.
Kind of a fag drink.
So, John, this is the first time that a vaccine could be used to prevent, not to prevent a disease, but to prevent a behavior.
Really?
How about that?
That's great.
So, as a parent, and you and I will have teenagers soon, are we going to take our kids in to get this stupid vaccine? Here's how I feel about it. We brought them, we trained them, you know, we brought them upright. If they want to start smoking, was that a sneeze button?
Yeah.
That was out of sight.
You like that? I hit my sneeze button.
If they start smoking, it's their goddamn problem. It's not mine, because I'm not paying $5 a pack for a pack of cigarettes. And you want to smell like shit and all that fuck, that's your problem.
Yeah, go ahead.
You figure it out. Smell I'm not like getting you vaccinated.
That's effed up. What is it for again?
It prevents the nicotine.
I told you, I got the ADD.
It prevents them from being addicted to nicotine.
Well, did you hear that thing in the news about the first partial face transplant?
I did.
How about that?
That's bad news for you and me, John.
You think so?
Oh, no doubt.
Why is that?
Well, here's how I look at it. If they can start transplanting faces and it's no big deal,
yeah.
Just think of the black market on that. And just think about you and me, two of the handsomest men
right.
on the planet.
We could be killed.
Yeah. We're gonna,
I didn't think
they're
about
that. They just want to take us out just for our faces.
Yeah.
I want to look like John and Scott.
Well, doctors in France said they had performed the world's first facial partial face transplant, forging the way into a risky medical frontier by operating on a woman disfigured by a dog bite. This chick got her nose and lips and chin bit off by a dog.
Do you know how that happened?
No.
Well, there's a story coming out in the papers today from her own family.
Oh, puppy.
That says the reason she got her face bitten off was because she OD'd on drugs.
Oh, Jesus.
And it was the family dog trying to get her to revive. And he actually did revive her by biting her face off.
Wow.
So the dog kind of saved her life. But because she had OD'd on something, and I didn't read the full story and I didn't bring it in.
Wow.
But her own family came out and said, well, it was the family dog that bit her face off after she OD'd.
Yeah, I don't see anything about that, but.
Well, you know, John, critics oppose face transplants because they're elective and pose risk to identity confusion, tissue rejection, further disfigurement, and cancer.
Really?
And get this, John. The surgeon who did this transplant also did the first hand and forearm transplant, which resulted in the patient amputating his hand.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
The patient amputated his own hand?
The patient had to amputate his hand because the doctor fudged the hand and forearm transplant. So,
well, that sucks.
Let's keep our finger crossed for the ODing woman who got her face ripped off by her own dog.
That sucks, man. Keep your severed hand fingers crossed for the woman with the partial face transplant.
In other science news, John.
Well, that's an about face.
Titan, the moon of Saturn, could replace Earth.
Earth?
As our solar system's most habitable place. Scientists have just finished analyzing data from the probe we sent there, John. Tentative findings, are you ready? Titan has many ingredients for life, but is frozen at a primitive stage because it's too far from the sun.
Shut up!
But, John, in 4 billion years, as the sun swells and incinerates Earth, Titan might warm up enough to produce life.
Cock push-ups?
Really?
So I think there's a timing issue there. If we're still around in 4 billion years, which I doubt, that'll be happening.
No doubt, man.
Other science news, and this is odd, John. You know, you've heard of global warming.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And everybody's, oh, it's the planet's warming up and it's horrible. Here's one of the effects of global warming. Have you heard of the Gulf Stream, John? That's a current in the Atlantic.
Glorber.
It starts from the Gulf, and it goes from the Gulf, the Atlantic, up into the British Isles, Great Britain.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that is being rerouted, and you know what that means for Paul B. and Tony Hearn? They need to stock up on winter clothes because they say it's going to get much colder.
Oh yeah,
in England.
Brr.
And all because of global warming. Isn't that ironic?
Yeah.
That's something else, isn't it?
It's ironic.
John.
Irony.
Liberals. Are we liberals, John? Would you call us liberals?
Sort of.
I guess we're looking for loopholes in the Vatican's new policy against gay priests. The policy bans ordination of people who practice homosexuality, present deep-seated homosexual tendencies, John, or support the so-called gay culture.
Yeah.
Liberal spins, it's okay to feel gay as long as you're celibate. Or two, it's okay if it doesn't distract you from your job. Or three, it's okay if you seem emotionally mature. That's if you seem emotionally mature, you don't have to be. What did I just say? Number four, it's okay as long as homosexuality doesn't become your primary identification, yeah. John. And number four is very important. What they're saying is, as long as you're not a complete flamer. Number five, it's okay as long as you preach the immortality of homosexuality and genital activity. That's a mouthful, isn't it? Pun intended. The John, immortality of homosexuality genital activity.
That's a tongue twister.
That's a good t-shirt slogan.
Tongue twister.
The Pope should have submitted that to our t-shirt contest.
Here's what the Pope said.
John, I'm fixing to fuck you in the ass.
Fuck you in the ass.
John.
Yes.
Our increasingly fat rear ends are thwarting injections. In a small study, injections that were supposed to go into the buttocks muscle failed in 2/3 of patients because ordinary needles were too short to get through the fat-ass rear ends.
Up your ass.
Yeah, they break off.
And the final story in science tonight, John. Twins had IQs nearly 7 points lower than their non-twin siblings. On average. An old sample. Families. Why are you laughing? Is this personal to you or something?
No, I know a couple of things.
Family size, mother's age, and father's social class didn't correlate with IQ differences, but gestational age and birth weight did. The study concludes it's very likely that there will be differences in cognition between twins and singletons because of the shorter gestations and impaired fetal growth that affect some twins.
Wow.
And we know some twins, don't we?
Yeah.
They'll do anything for a six-pack.
Right.
No doubt.
They'll kill you.
No doubt.
Well, you know what, Scott? That's all the time we have for the first part.
Really? We're out of time already?
Yeah, so I'm going to play what I promised to play, which is Tony Hearn's band, Alcohol.
It's going to take us out of part one?
Take us out of part one.
Into part two.
Into part two. And let me just move this down, make sure it's okay. All right, so this is Tony Hearn's tune, Hate on Hate. It's a pretty good tune from their band, Alcohol.
The heart brings to sight a gas. Listening to part one of AKC's Total Talk Nonsense. Part two is just a click away.